This is Susie Thorpe. Cambridge 105
Radio. Right, in the studio today, it's really lovely to have with me Lynn Morgan, who is advisor, business advisor to Lily Cheng, who is the founder of the Rising Network event and Rising Network, basically. Good morning.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you. Thank you for popping in on your way to, I'm sure, many things happening before this event. Of course, it's the eve of International Women's Day tomorrow. And it's great to have you here, Lynn, because we want to talk about this really important event that's happening at St. Barnabas Centre on Mill Road. Just tell me a little bit about the event. Why is it so important to have the Rising Network event in Cambridge, especially Cambridge?
I think especially in Cambridge, because there are many area-specific events happening in Cambridge. If you're in the women in the technology industry, if you're perhaps at university, there are women's groups. But this is an event which actually brings together women from all walks of life, all ages, and really lets people share their knowledge and understanding in an environment where we've got some fantastic speakers.
Yes, I can see all the speakers up there. It's a great website. Just if you are listening now, you need to go into the Rising Network. .co.uk?
No, it's just .com.
Do get in. It's a really exciting network. I suppose one of the things I want to ask you is how do you identify who are the most important attendees in this event? How do you identify the attendees?
I think in terms of attendees, that varies from the participants coming to hear and to engage to the speakers. And I think that the way the event works, which is very much a big conversation at many times, actually you learn from people who are just coming to attend the day as you do from people who are speaking. I remember last year there was a fantastic surgeon, Liz O'Riordan, who spoke so eloquently about her journey having been a female breast cancer surgeon and then actually having breast cancer herself. And that has stayed with me actually all year. So I think that you hear from women who have done amazing things in their life, and you also hear from the floor about people's own experience. So it's really a collaborative type of event.
It is, isn't it? Because it's all about encouraging attendees to be involved, not just to watch, which you can do, and if that's not what you do, but it is so important to try and interact as well, isn't it?
It is. And this event is suitable for women of every age and women at different stages. So it might be people who are at university, leaving university, in their first job, whatever, but at the same time, perhaps people like me, I've been the chief executive for the Arthur Anke Hospice for the last 9 years, and next week I retire. And so I'm talking a bit about, you know, next steps, you know, big changes in my life. And I'm on a panel with people such as Jennifer Mullux, who had to face a big change in her life when, having met her husband, got married, had a baby, and her husband dying, all within 4 years, was a huge change, and she had to learn to sort of move on from that. So people who've really got life experience, but also people who, you know, sometimes they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Actually, the very best thing you can do as you get older is to learn new tricks, because that's what keeps you current in the marketplace and in your life.
And it is about habits, but it is about changing the habits and actually exploring, isn't it, and making sure that you don't do the same thing on and on. It is about moving on.
Absolutely. And if we all look at our lives, if you look back 10 years and you look at what you liked then, what you did then, who your friends were then, you've moved on enormously. And actually, it might be quite useful in that journey to have some advice about what those opportunities might be.
I'm looking at the website here because it's got some great things. We'll just mention a few, actually, that are taking place. We've got the Female Wellness and Herb. That's a festival workshop. Then we've got Finding Your Voice. Do you sometimes think of a lack of confidence hold you back? Which is quite key, actually, isn't it?
It is. You know, having that voice to be confident at speaking up at meetings, speaking at events, that's just something you can learn. You know, none of us are born being confident at speaking in public. None of us are confident speaking up in a meeting where perhaps it's an all-male meeting. But it's something that you can very much learn. And I think by the time you get to my ripe old age and you've listened to a few people in boardrooms, you realise that actually, you know, well, just because they've got an appendage, they don't have a much bigger brain than us.
Absolutely. There's another one here, which I find quite interesting, actually. Personal branding and your future self. Now, you never think of yourself as being a personal brand, but it is all about promoting yourself and also promoting other people too. Obviously, you want to help everybody. But there was a thing about women that I think they like helping others, don't they?
Absolutely. And all the research shows that women really do enjoy actually developing others. You get a few women who perhaps in their career forget that people helped them on the way. But I think women do like helping others. And I think when it comes to personal brand, you know, they say you should always dress for the job you want, not the dress you've got. And it's not necessarily about clothing or your makeup. It's how you present yourself, whether people see you as a professional or whether you perhaps come across as quite sort of giggly and whatever.
And it's okay to be giggly.
It's okay to be giggly. It's okay to cry in the workplace. You know, it's okay to be whatever being female means to you.
And I'm just looking at the other ones we hear. We've got empowering women in the workplace. I've just been talking about daring to be me. And we've got guided hypnosis. And also the one you've just been talking about is what's next, which is very, very interesting. I think we've all got a what's next in our lives, actually.
We have all got a what's next. And we can all think back to a time when we were at that situation. I remember when I had my first baby and I gave up work and I thought, who am I? You know, because it was too early for me to identify myself as my children's mother. But I was no longer employed in the workplace, so I didn't have a professional persona. And I felt a bit lost for a while. And I'm wondering if that's going to happen to me, you know, in a couple of weeks' time.
What I love about this as well is the honesty that we can purvey as well. I think that's really important. Now, one of the things I want to ask you is how much networking do you need to do in order to be successful or to empower yourself?
I think that there are different ways of looking at network, and it's interesting. I did some research which showed that men like to network in a very functional way, and they will have a list of who they want to talk to and get on. Women tend to network in a way where they meet somebody with a like mind and they realise that that's a person they can work with in the future.
Well, that's really, that is very important. And themes, obviously you've talked about it. We've got probably about a minute left. I just want to get this out before we get to the news. But themes from last year, is there something you've learnt from last year that you want to bring in for this year?
I think that what I would say I learnt from last year was having an open mind and listening to people from all walks of life. There was a fabulous female poet last year who just, and I would not have necessarily thought that was my thing, but she was so fantastic. It really did awaken something in me.
Oh, thank you so much indeed. Lynn Morgan, part of the festival, Committee Festival for the Rising Networks, happening this Saturday at St Barnabas Centre in Millroyd. And it's a fantastic event. You need to look at the website because they've got some wonderful women, aren't they? Including Lynn Morgan will be there on Saturday. And yes, I'm really enjoying it. And I love, well, I'm actually going to be going there too. So you'll do say hello to me if you are there on Saturday. And you can still get tickets right up to today.